What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, let's talk cheeseburgers.
Let's.
Cheeseburgers. All right, if I challenged you to name your three favorite fast food burgers by franchise.
Yeah.
Not by, you can't, so you couldn't have like, my favorite is the number one at Sonic. My second favorite is the number four at Sonic, whatever.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Could you do it?
Yeah,
what are your top three?
I've got mine
probably
listed.
And then we'll go through the list that is, as it's ranked by other people.
I got one and two.
Yeah, one and two. Like in my town, there's only so many. So like I have, it's one.
Did
or
you
got
to limit it to your zip code?
I didn't limit it to the zip code.
No, no, no. But those are the ones that I'm so used to that it's, but yeah, I can do three. I got three.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Kelly. Yeah.
I am a slut for Checkers. Oh my God, their cheeseburgers are insane.
Checkers and Rallies are the same, depending on
where
you
are. I love a Checkers cheeseburger, and I think that their fries make it. I know we're not talking fries, but man, those fries are so good. Their cheeseburgers, they slap every time. The other one, Steak and Shake. Because they've got like different styles, of, like a patty melt. I know we can't say which one. I like them all. I like
them
all.
Hemmed in, you're in a glass cage of burger emotion.
I love them. Steak and Shake, though, I haven't been there in years because they give me tummy troubles for sure. They put so much butter on their bread.
That's the problem I have with Rallies.
Oh, really?
Like, it's really good, but like, I feel like if I eat the same amount of calories from Rallies and most other places, that the Rallies calories are twice as fat.
Yeah, it does drip.
Yeah.
It drips with some loving.
Yeah,
it does drips.
Drip with loving.
So Checkers, Steak and Shake, and then Freddy's.
Ooh,
Freddy's cheeseburger.
Freddy's is a sleeper. Most people don't know.
Oh, my God.
Freddy's
I've never had Fredders until Freddy's until I got here.
Kelly, if you get a chance, will you push Steve?
Freddy's is so overrated.
Really?
Yeah. I would say the same about Steak and Shake.
Oh, God. Yeah. Their shoestring fries. Oh,
I hate
We're not talking about fries.
I know, but
you're not. You can't lump those together.
And the shoestring fries are garbage.
I can't not do it. We're not talking about fries. Shut up, Steve.
Yeah. They are. They're too thin.
Like, we're not talking about fries.
I like too wet. You
brought it up.
And now you won't stop talking about it.
Yeah. The two people that yelled at you the most, I did too, but I'm not being a hypocrite immediately after.
That's right. Yeah, but Freddy's burgers are good. I think I like steak patties. Like the thin ones.
No.
I like them.
Smash burgers.
Nope.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the
But Steak and Shake does
nope.
use.
Wrong.
I disagree burgers. With your entire.
All right, Cummings, who's yours?
I so badly want to put Checkers on there, but the only one we have locally has gone downhill in my world. And so the last couple times I got it, I was like, this ain't great.
It's every fast food restaurant on that street hot wing.
It's
they
not
all
great.
Suck.
It is
yeah,
not
you're
great.
Right. Okay.
I'm going. Tried and true, McDonald's, always a winner, always a winner, consistent, delicious, and they have a great assortment. So.
I don't know, sometimes you bite into their burger and it's got like that weird little metal bead. It's not actually metal, but it's just so tough. You know
it's
what I'm
talking
about?
Bone.
Yeah, there's like a tough bead in there.
Yeah,
get
sometimes you'll get a little gristle, but that's rare to me.
Checkers never done that to me.
What are your other two?
Culver's.
100%. That's one.
McDonald's, Culver's.
Uh-huh.
Those are two.
Yeah, what are your other two? We said three, you've said one, and I said other two, and then you said one like you were done.
Five Guys.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Does that count as fast food? I mean, it is.
What do you mean, does
it
count as fast
casual.
Food?
Well, it's like $900 for a burger, and it's not fast, but everything else about it is absolutely fast food.
Yeah, I mean, they hand it to you, you know, over a counter in a bag, so.
We're not talking counters and bags, we're talking burgers.
It's fast food.
I know, I'm sorry, I'm just being a dick.
You are. Why don't you piss off?
He doesn't like turnabout.
I have to stay here all day.
No. Five
we
guys.
We keep telling
me.
You can't tell me to piss off and tell me I have to stay. Pick a lane.
Both.
All right, Steve.
I'm with Hot Wings. McDonald's is number one, tried and true.
Okay. Am I going to have to walk you through the number three like I did Hot Wings?
No.
You're going to give me
like
the full
Moses?
List?
Like Moses?
Two is Wendy's. I love their burgers.
Even yeah, Wendy's square. Is solid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that they're square.
Yeah. And then three.
Yeah, shapes are hard.
Man,
yeah.
I went back and forth. Culver's. Got to be Culver's.
Culver's pretty good.
Culver's is pretty good.
Nate?
Honorable mention to BK. The Whopper's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you taste it the next day still. Like, that's
the best part.
That's, like, see, that's the thing that I don't like about burgers.
It's so much, the burger you take with you.
Yeah, you're getting so much value.
It's like, God, I taste the grill still.
All three of mine are regional to somebody, but number one is Whataburger.
I've never had it.
Pretty good.
Oh my goodness.
Or at least I don't remember.
It may just be because I only get it when I go down to Texas to see my family or I'm on vacation or something. So I have good memories tied with it, but I crave it all the time. Second up is, like a couple people have mentioned, Culver's.
Mm.
You can't beat it.
Yeah. Whataburgers.
I've never been let down there. There's a lot of folks that don't know what Culver's is.
It
started in Wisconsin. It's the butter burger, cheese curds. It's definitely a Wisconsin style place.
That's where I was last night.
Not Wisconsin, Culver's. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's
basically like walking into Wisconsin.
It is like what it is. It is. What's your third?
And my third is In-N-Out. People think it's overrated. I think it is perfectly rated. It is so damn good.
It is good.
That's only West Coast, right? Or are they kind of making
Weston?
Their
they opened one in Nashville.
Did they?
Yeah. So they're kind of doing
it. I think I've had it once, but I don't remember.
We had it when we did the Super Bowl in Phoenix.
Okay. Like it's
because we were sitting there doing we did the radio show in the morning, flew to Phoenix to do another radio show in the afternoon because of the time change. And then we found out everyone left.
I remember that
Radio Row because of the time change. So we're there from like 4 to 8 doing our show and no one's there, which is the opposite of what we were told to expect.
Yes.
And so then we're sitting there and while we're trying to figure out how to do a second radio show for 4 hours of talk in the same day with no news cycle, Joe goes, man, maybe we can salvage this day by getting In-N-Out. I hope there's one in town. And he looks it up. He goes, oh, my God, there's only one. It's probably not anywhere close to our hotel. And then we drove home to our hotel in Tempe, and it was on the opposite side of the driveway. We walked from the hotel to it. So, yeah, that was like our
a dream come true.
Beautiful moment.
Yeah.
All right, so here are their top 10.
That's correct.
What about yours?
What are yours?
Oh,
you've been all over the country more than anybody.
Yeah, traveler man.
Yeah,
fancy man.
Shake Shack, maybe number one. Culver's is strong.
I don't call Shake Shack doesn't have a drive-through. It's like Five Guys. Shake Shack is not fast. I got to pivot on that one.
Let Shake Shack go.
Oh, so. We can't talk about fries, but we can talk about drive-thrus.
We're talking about fast food.
Talking about burgers.
Just because you have to walk in, it's still fast food. If you get it within 5 minutes, that's fast food.
Wait, Shake Shack is fast food?
I mean, if Five Guys is.
Oh, I don't know.
You order at a counter at a kiosk, and then you stand and they hand you a tray with a paper bag on it.
I'm not talking kiosks.
Sounds pretty fast.
But you're talking drive-thrus, but not fries.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, you guys are not talking fries. I don't think Five Guys is fast food either. I don't look at those two as fast food. But go ahead.
Waiter at Five Guys?
It's definitely fast food. You walk up to a counter standing, order, stand around a little longer, and then they give you the food. That's fast food.
It's either a fast food or a burger cafeteria. Those are the only two where they give you food on trays.
Yeah.
You do.
I don't look at...
You do know.
When I think of fast food, I don't think... I've never thought of Shake Shack as fast food ever. It's so expensive.
We're not talking money.
It doesn't matter how expensive
it is. We're talking kiosks? Oh, okay.
But dollar amounts don't matter. If they built a fancy McDonald's and all the burgers were $48, it'd still be fast food.
All right, yeah, it's your list. Okay, all right. Yep. So Shake Shack... Sorry, I derailed that.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay to be wrong.
Not today. Not today.
Please put Ruth's Chris on there.
Culver's and my mom. Yeah.
I say anything under 2 hours is fast.
Yeah. I might. Yeah, probably McDonald's is third because I still think, I know we're not supposed to narrow it down, but ever since they went to fresh beef on their quarter pounders.
No, we're not talking beef.
I know it. All right, here's what
literally
they say.
Okay, what do they say?
Wait, did you say three? You said Shake Shack, McDonald's, and... Culver's. Okay, yeah.
10, they had Burger King.
Okay, yeah, I'd put that at about 10th.
They say they appreciate the uniqueness of the method. The tendency to taste somewhere between burnt and smoky is a bit of a problem.
I love driving by a Burger King, though.
It always has a distinct BK smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
McDonald's was number 9. 8 was White Castle. You're crazy.
White Castle is so overrated. It's a novelty.
Oh, I'm taking McDonald's off and going back and adding the Sonic because of their Smash Burger.
Mm.
White Castle was number 8. But if you've never had White Castle, it's the same as Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
And those just feel like those. I know they're good. I'm not saying they're bad, but it feels like what the cafeteria made when it was leftover Friday, pizza in a cup. Like, yeah, what do we got?
They're
amazing.
They
have barely any beef left.
Amazing drunk food, though.
Oh, yeah. Man, you can order 30 of them for like $5.
Yeah. I know we're not talking delivery methods, but yeah, you get them in a cardboard suitcase.
We're not talking cardboard.
Yeah, we're not talking suitcases here. I maintain White Castle is garbage.
Me too. Wendy's is number 7. Now, we had an interesting complaint about Wendy's that came in, and they said, I'm just going to send this in preemptively, which I thought was very interesting. We've had so many comments, I can't find it. But the gist of it was, Wendy's is good tasting, presentation strong, they said, but there's something unfilling and unfulfilling about Wendy's I can't put my finger on.
Well,
it should be a more filling burger.
The one complaint I always have about Wendy's is their lettuce. I like when it's more of a shredded lettuce.
Ooh,
but
yeah.
With Wendy's, you get the biggest leaf of lettuce.
You definitely
ever.
Get the outer wrap of a head of lettuce.
Yeah. And it's so
it's
like
shredded.
You know, the burger is 4 or 5 inches in diameter,
yeah.
But the piece of lettuce could wrap around the burger 6 times.
It is. They use it like here's a blanket to keep the cheese warm.
Yeah. It's like a lettuce wrap burger.
That is a lot. 6 is Sonic.
The fact that Sonic beat out Wendy's is surprising to me because I do like Wendy's. I think Wendy's tastes so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a Sonic burger last week, and I forget how good they are.
I need to go there.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go right now.
They open at 7, and they have their full menu all day. Just saying.
Oh, still,
that's what I heard.
Their tots are so good.
To this day, one of the most amazing eating feats was accomplished by Steven. Who got him? Wasn't it you that got the meatball sub?
No. On the way home from Kokomo?
Yeah.
Kokomo,
I got the foot-long hot dog.
Chili dog.
Chili, that's why. I was thinking sauce, but yes, chili dog.
And you ate that
in the new car.
I ate it in a new car.
And I was like, dude, you are on super secret probation. And you're like, I promise, I will not spill a thing. If I do, I'll detail your car.
There wasn't
one drip dropped on me, and that was at the beginning of a 4-hour trip, and I had no issues.
I've never been more proud of a friend.
We didn't have to stop it. We didn't have to take Steve to a potty break.
Nope.
He didn't puke out the window.
No.
I'm happy that's your lasting memory of me.
I have a memory. Yeah.
By the way, that woman that took the order at Sonic that day. The best fast food employee ever.
Yeah.
She took all of our order. There wasn't 1 second of, wait, what did you say? And then handed it out. We drove away going, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. Make her president. And then we were like, we can't do that. She's a woman.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, America.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.